Hello, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast. I am your host, Guy Alvarez from Good to Be Social. And today we're going to talk about how law firms can use connected TV in their digital advertising campaigns. Our guest today is Megan Sullivan Jenks. Megan is a director of marketing and communications at Choosel. She is a self-proclaimed tinkerer, a problem solver for marketing and advertising strategies and execution. And Megan works for nonprofits to consumer goods and software. She's an expert at creating online and offline marketing and communication strategies that are engaging and results driven. Welcome to the show, Megan.
Thank you so much, Guy.
It's great to have you here. So before we get started, tell us a little bit more about yourself. How did you get into digital marketing and advertising, end up at Choosel?
Yeah, so early in my career, I started in kind of the more traditional, you know, marketing and communications and PR. And that was kind of the evolution of, you know, social media and digital presence. And I knew that that was the future of, you know, marketing was really around, you know, digital. And that kind of led me to where I'm at today. Choosel, we are a digital advertising platform, and we enable marketers with the tools and technology to run online ads across video, you know, mobile, desktop, as well as connected TV.
And full disclaimer, here at Good to Be Social, we partner and use Choosel for both our online advertising as well as for our clients' advertising. So it's been great working with the folks at Choosel, and delighted to have Megan here to talk a little bit about a really interesting opportunity with law firms, which is connected TV. Tell us a little bit, what is connected TV advertising and how does it differ from regular TV advertising?
Yeah, that's a great place to start. So connected TV is kind of the term that's used for any type of, you know, streaming or subscription television service that you can gain access to over the internet. So think of, you know, Peacock, MSNBC, your Apple TV, or, you know, Roku are all ways that you can connect with connected TV. And, you know, with this new medium, it has opened the doors for marketers to, you know, place advertising in there, in those mediums. And there's been, you know, this last year, a huge influx of consumers adopting connected TV and kind of getting rid of their traditional cable subscriptions, which leaves a huge opportunity for marketers and especially your audience of, you know, legal firms and connecting with, you know, potential customers.
Fantastic. And in terms of the cost, my understanding is that connected TV is a lot more affordable than, you know, regular TV advertising, and also gives you an opportunity to target in a way that traditional TV does not. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is totally correct. And that is, you know, the biggest value that connected TV can provide that's very different than traditional. So the first one, you know, on a cost side of things, connected TV runs very similar as all of your other digital campaigns. So you can, you know, put the money in that is set for your budget, and you can have more control over, you know, inventory and kind of where you're reaching. It's totally different than traditional television, where you have to buy, you know, very large packages with local TV stations. You're kind of committed to that for a long period of time. The other part that connected TV offers is that targeting capabilities. So beyond, you know, the inventory or, you know, the placements, so is it Hulu versus, you know, MSNBC News, you also get the ability to layer on data and kind of those targeting mechanisms to reach a more, you know, specific audience. So it can be, you know, Spanish speakers or people that have recently searched for, you know, legal services or something to that effect online, and being able to reach them in that connected TV environment while they're actively in, you know, the consideration process for seeking out your services.
Fantastic. So from your perspective, how can law firms utilize connected TV advertising in their overall digital strategy?
Yeah. So I think connected TV, the same way that traditional TV or billboards or print ads, they've all served that purpose of really driving the brand awareness and the recognition of your firm. And connected TV fits right into that, you know, playbook. You want to be that name that comes top of mind when a consumer is, you know, considering or, you know, in search of your services. And connected TV expands your reach so much further than, you know, that traditional TV into, you know, audiences that you can't necessarily reach on traditional TV or on billboards or print ads, because they're ingesting a very different type of medium than where we were at, you know, 5 years ago.
And the ads that you're running on connected TV, are those video ads primarily?
Yes. So they are video ads, which is, I think, a huge benefit for a lot of the listeners. Is if you are doing, you know, kind of video ads or even, you know, traditional, you know, TV spot, those same, you know, commercials that you're producing translate really well over connected TV and, you know, traditional video online as well.
And how does connected TV fit into the marketing funnel? Is it a top of the funnel, middle of the funnel, bottom of the funnel? What do you think in terms of where it fits?
Yeah, so where it really succeeds is really at that top of funnel for awareness and driving awareness. There are ways that you can use connected TV to drive, you know, more engagement, you know, down the funnel, and, you know, being able to layer on kind of different tactics such as display or, you know, mobile targeting to reach the audiences that you've engaged with in a connected TV environment and engage them on devices where they can actually take action. That's probably like the biggest, I guess, misunderstanding with connected TV is very similar to traditional ads or, you know, billboards. You can't necessarily, you know, click the ad in, you know, on your Roku or something like that and see, you know, one-to-one attribution of them filling out a form or requesting your services. So you really need to use those lower funnel tactics to drive that engagement and use, you know, connected TV for that brand awareness top of funnel strategies.
Fantastic. So we've all seen, you know, those commercials, especially from, it seems, personal injury firms, you know, where they're advertising results or letting people know if they've been in a car accident that they should call, you know, 1-800-CAR-ACCIDENT or 1-800-LAWYER. If I understand correctly, with connected TV, I'm not just targeting anyone who's watching that particular channel, but I'm actually targeting specific people that are targeting that channel. So I could, for example, just target Spanish-speaking people, or as you mentioned, people that have been doing searches on car accidents or things like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. And I think that's where, you know, the creative side and kind of, I would say, like the fun parts of marketing come in, is you can adjust your, you know, message to the audience that you're actually targeting. So you can target, you know, Spanish speakers or people interested in, you know, specific things or live in a specific area of town, as well as that direct call to action of people that are, you know, actively in market for your services, that have been searching for it, you know, personal injury law. And, you know, adjusting that message allows you to see that direct response and drive those people down the funnel even further, as well as it's creating, you know, better engagement with your potential customer.
Excellent. And do you see connected TV only for law firms that target consumers, or do you also see its applicability to law firms that target businesses and corporations?
You know, there's so many different use cases that targeting can provide across, you know, if you're reaching consumers or businesses, that, you know, really the sky is the limit on your targeting capabilities. And connected TV works across all those different audiences that you're trying to target. So just the same way that you can target individuals, the example we keep using of Spanish speakers, you can do the same thing with businesses. So if it's a specific person or, you know, department that you're targeting within a business, or, you know, even down as far as, you know, the business itself, if you have, you know, account-based marketing strategies where you're going after specific businesses, connected TV can be another way to drive awareness, you know, with those key accounts that you're trying to win their business for.
That's great. So how would one measure the success of connected TV advertising? You know, what are the factors that go into the measurement and what are the key performance indicators that you look for?
Yeah, so considering it is a, you know, top of funnel strategy, you're really going to look at the performance of engagement with the ads themselves. So you're going to look at, you know, video completion rate, your cost per video view as kind of your leading, you know, indicators of are you, you know, kind of reaching the right audience and getting engagement overall. And then you're going to look at, as you come down the funnel, look at, are we having good influence on all our other strategies down the funnel? So is brand awareness with connected TV driving, you know, more traffic to the website, you know, more, you know, form completions, more interest in your services over time?
So you mentioned a little bit about, you know, the videos themselves. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what goes into creating a good video. What do our clients need to know in terms of how to be successful with their creative? How long should the videos be? Are there specific things that they should consider to really make them successful?
Yeah. So I guess starting at the basic, you're looking to put together, you know, 15-second or 30-second video spots, which are very similar to if you're doing traditional TV. And I think the same rules apply of, you know, all creative that, you know, whether it's a video or, you know, a display ad, we really want to have, you know, I would say three core elements. One, you want your brand and your firm's name, you know, repeated and, you know, consistent throughout the video and the ad. So you can really drive that brand awareness. The next one is you're going to want to, you know, communicate the value prop. Like, what are they getting if they reach out to you? And really make that unique and, you know, allow yourself and your firm to stand out. And then the third one, and this is, I'm always surprised when I see ads that don't have this, but a strong call to action. You want them to take, you know, that next step, whether that's, you know, visiting your website or making a phone call or, you know, whatever that is, making it very clear on how they can take action on reaching out to you and not just assuming that just because you put a website up there that they're going to know, like, come to our website, but making that language very specific in your video ads as well as any other ads that you create for digital purposes.
Fantastic tips. One last question I have. So we mentioned cost at the beginning and, you know, you identify that cost is much more efficient and probably more affordable than traditional TV advertising. But for a firm that's just starting, you know, getting started with using connected TV, you know, what's the typical size budget that you would see on a spend for that? What type of commitment do you think a firm would need to make it worthwhile and to have some meaningful data to evaluate whether or not this is for them?
Yeah, so I would start, you know, between $5,000 to $10,000 for a monthly budget for connected TV. And that would then give you really good wiggle room to try out the targeting, to, you know, be able to capitalize on the CPMs that range between $30 to, you know, $50 CPM prices. And then you can, you know, really see the impact that it can have on your entire marketing funnel.
Fantastic. All right, Megan. Well, unfortunately, we run out of time, but I really appreciate your insights and explanation of connected TV. I think it's a fascinating new area for advertising and certainly something that law firms of all different types can explore. Before I let you go, however, is there some word of advice that you would have for our listeners that are potentially interested in getting started with connected TV? What would you suggest to them?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, connected TV adoption is soaring. And it's a great way for, you know, marketers to tap into an audience that is moving away from, you know, the traditional or TV subscriptions and moving towards streaming devices. And it's just a way that you can make your firm, you know, stand out, reach those core audiences, and really drive that brand awareness. And we can reach out to Chuzzle, and we're more than happy to, you know, help you out, you know, achieving your goals.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, Megan. It's been great having you on the show, and I really do appreciate it. We put up the website address for Chusel on the show notes. We'll also put in a link to Megan's LinkedIn profile, so people that want to reach out to you directly, as well as the Chusel Twitter handle.
Sounds good. Yeah. Looking forward to it. And thank you so much for having us on.
It's been a pleasure. And to our listeners, if you enjoyed today's episode and you want to make sure you don't miss any future episodes, just go to goodtobesocial.com/podcast. You can subscribe there. You can also check out some of our great past episodes. Megan, thank you again. It's been great to have you. And to our listeners, thank you for your time, and we will see you next week.